the Maimer, second Maimer, Toiv Lachsis Ba'Hashem. This is the seventh Maimer in the Maimorim of Shemini Atzeres. The same heading as the previous Maimer of Toiv Lachsis Ba'Hashem Mibtoyach bin Nidivim. So, the Rebbe, Toiv Lachsis Ba'Hashem B'Goymer. Hinei, ono emrim b'tfila Shabbos v'yontev. During the Shabbos and Yontev davening, we say, Kadshenu b'mitzvei secho tchilo. First we say, make us holy, sanctify us through the mitzvahs. V'achachach, and then we say, v'sein chalkenu b'seiro secho. Give our portion in your Torah. So first comes the kedusha of the mitzvahs, and then comes the part of sein chalkenu b'seiro secho. Why is that? Ki e efsher liyes chelik b'toiras Hashem, because we cannot have a part in the toiras Hashem. Bilti im yikayim mitzvaysov. Without doing the mitzvahs, you can't have the part in toiras Hashem. So you need kachenu b'mitzvaysach otchilo. First, we need to be sanctified with the mitzvahs. Is going to explain, just like by a relationship, by a marriage, first there has to be the kiddushin. Likewise, through the limud haTorah, which is the marriage, we have to first have the mitzvahs, which is the kiddushin. Ubiyireinyan. So I explain this idea. Keinyan v'sein chalkenu b'seiro secho kediksiv. What does it mean? Give our portion in the Torah. That means to absorb the Torah. Kediksiv b'yoyim hashmini atzeres tiyilachem. As the Pasuk says, on the eighth day there should be atzeres. What does it mean, atzeres? That's the part of the Torah that we get. Pirush atzeres. What means atzeres? Klita. That means absorption. Hashmini atzeres, we absorb. Sheknesses Yisrael koletas tipas hachochma. That Knesses Yisrael absorbs the seed of Chochmah, the tipas of the Chochmah it absorbs. What is the tipas of the Chochmah? The Hainu HaTorah. We're talking about Torah. This is Torah, is absorbed. It has descended from Hashem's will and wisdom. That's the Torah. Elo Shenis Gashma. But what it has become materialized, become Geshem. As the Pasuk says, Moirid, not the Pasuk, but we say, Moirid, Moshe Emrim, Moirid HaGeshem. Moirid HaGeshem basically means it brings it down into, bringing down the rain, but it hears, it brings it down into Gashmis. We take the Chochmah, the Tzoyin of Chochmah, Yisbarach, and you bring it down into the world, into the Torah that we learn. What does it mean to absorb it? Teichel keinu, to absorb it. To be yois. Kodesh Yisrael, loymed haTorah. When every yid learns Torah. V'choizer alimudei, and then he reviews his Torah. V'toifes b'zichroi neheitev, and he gets it good in his memory, absorbs it, and he captures it in his memory. Nikra b'chinas zu, b'chinas keleta. So that's called, that level is called koiletus, absorb. So that means atzeres. Atzeres, your koilet, when you understand and you grasp the idea in your memory and your mind, that's called atzeres. This is as far as Torah goes. V'chein b'yin atfilah. The same thing is with davening. Also, to really get and absorb the davening, that comes through the das, level of knowledge, and the tying down in his mind and heart. That he should stick with force in his thought in a way that he feels. So that to when you daven, not just to daven, but to really put your mind and tie yourself so that your mind and heart are tied, and to feel the davening. Ukinyan Shomer Razal, similar to what our sages of blessed memory say, Hakir es Berecho. They say, recognize your creator. It's not just to know, but recognize means Shanitvas l'teich moicher, that it's captured within the mind, v'gam l'teich liba, and also into the heart. Liyis lo ru'usa de liba me'umkad liba l'ashem levadi, to have a rotzin of the heart, from the depth of the heart, just to Hashem. So that's the idea of kalita atzeres, to take aside the stuff, the items that you learn, aside the davening, and to connect with it, and to tie yourself to it, so that becomes in a way of klito. Just as, for example, when a man takes a woman, first you need to give her kiddushin. You have to betroth her first. What is that, an aleph? Shenoisin lo echod or odom. It's an aleph, right? It's an aleph.
Okay. No, aleph.
Shenoisin lo odom pruta or echod pruta, whatever it may stands for the aleph here. Oishava pruta or the value of a pruta. It needs to be reaction. She has to be something that she is able to buy her sustenance for her life. In other words, something of value to her, that she's able to use liknos lochayin nafshe. That precedes the marriage. You need to be mekadesh first. As likewise, kach iev shelias knesses Yisrael bebchinas keletas. Likewise, the knesses Yisrael cannot be in the level of keletas of absorbing kiim. Only kasha yumshich lochayis alakus milmailo. Only if it's drawn to the nefesh, a godly energy from above. By Mashakosuf Sev Divra Maschil, Verastich Li Chulu V'yadat. So, what is the idea of the Kiddushin? So we say it has to be Kiddushin. There has to be Kachenu B'mitzvei Secho before you can have the Seichel Kenu B'seir Secho, before you can absorb Torah Mitzvahs. You need to have Kachenu, you need to have a kiddushin an oyer mil milo. What's the inyan a kiddushin? Who kamesh kosu? The pasuk says, "V'yisem kiddoyishim chulu va'avdil eschem li chulu liyos li chulu." The Eibishter says you should be kiddoyishim. That's you see kiddusha by means of I separate you from me and liyos li to be to me, which is also the meaning v'zo pirush hare at mukudeshes li. What does it mean? Say you're miktros to me, pirush. That you should be distinguished and separated for me for Hashem's name. What does it mean? This is the intent of the mitzvahs, to bring down, to be separated to Hashem. When we say mitzvahs require kavona, means they need the intention. That's the intention of the mitzvah. Mitzvah Kavona, Pirush Ladas Hamekuvim Bahem, to know what the intent of the mitzvahs. Vamekuvim Uliyis Muvdom in Ataybus Mikol Midisharos. What is the intent? The intent is the kedushin is to be only to Hashem, to be Muvdom Mufresh, so that a person should separate from his desires and from all bad character traits that he naturally goes for. It should be li, it should only to Hashem. That's the kavona. We say mitzvah tzirichas kavona. The idea behind the mitzvahs is to connect to Hashem. That's why the sages of blessed memory instituted to say, asher kiddishonu b'mitzvayisov. They say you have sanctified us with the mitzvahs. B'birchas ha-mitzvahs. When we do the mitzvahs, we say asher kiddishonu b'mitzvayisov. Ba'al yidei zeh. And that way he can have the absorbent in Torah and Tefillah by Yom HaShemini Atzeres, the absorbent to connect to the Torah and Tefillah. As opposed to if you don't have this level of Kiddushin, that level of mitzvahs, of the level of kavanas of mitzvahs to be separated, to connect to Hashem and leave the taivas, then you can't have the level of klita absorption. That's called the expels, doesn't hold the tipa, doesn't hold the seed, but rather expels it, and it's an akora. This bringing down the kedusha comes from above, from the level of sevu kolam. That is bechinas ta ba'as kedushin. That's the kedushin ring. The kedushin ring is a circular, representing the circle of makif and shesham in the level of makif. Everything is equal by Hashem. He was present and will be all together. And there's no change, God forbid. Like we say, the pasuk, Godil havaya umhulo mi'ot v'ligdulosei ein cheker. So how do we touch the pasuk? That Godul Havaya Mehulo Me'od. Pirush, it means Shagadulas Havaya Himeod. It's very much, it's infinite. Godul Havaya Mehulo Me'od. Shagadulas Havaya Himeod. Belishir Vehefsek. There is no measure, there's no interruption. It's always. K'moyisham Razal, as the sages tell us, we can always keep on going on endlessly praising the Eibishter, the greatness of the Eibishter. That it's how long it takes to go from the Oretz to the Rekiah, and then Raglachayis Kenegat Kulam. It's an endless greatness. The feet of the Chayis Hakodesh, the Malachim, is a response to all, as the Chazal say. So it means basically that there is an endless amount of continuously praising and greatness of Hashem. Avol, the pasuk says, "V'ligdulose in chekim." Ligdulose, his real gedula himself. Pirush, v'ligdulose. What does it mean? Ligdulose ba'atzmei Hashem's gedula himself over there. Ein shayich loshun gedula. Ein cheker. You can't even investigate it. You can't even call it gedula over there. When you want to talk about greatness in the level of Memalik Olamim, even though it's B'ligvul, when it's an endless amount, but at least we can say greatness. We say Godil Hashem, but L'Gdulose, his real Ein Cheker, we can't even call it Gedula. V'zeu Shom Razal. And this is what our sages tell us. B'mokim Sh'ata Meitze G'dulose Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shom Ata Meitze Anvon Sunusa, that wherever you find, in the place where you find Hashem's greatness, when you say Godel, that means that's really Hashem's humility. Why? She'etzla yizbarech gedula la'nova yechoshev. Because by him, blessed, greatness means humility for him. If we say the Loshen, Hashem is great, that really means that Hashem is humble. The language of Gedula, greatness, that refers to when there is a expansion of Hashem's light infinitely. So you call it great. It's Ein Sof, Ein Ketz, without an end and with no end. Infinite. But the loy, but that cannot apply al mokara v'chaya chayim, on the source of life and the life of life, shehu misgadol al dovor shehu ka'ayin ve'efes mamash. That is the source of life. That's bigger, not infinitely greater, but it's like nothing. So it's next to the Ein Sof itself. All of this is like nothing. Los Ein Cheker. V'zehu shekosuv L'cho Hashem HaGedulo. L'cho Havaya HaGedulo. Only to Havaya there is Gedulo. Not to the Eibush himself, Pirush. What it means is, Kemidas Gedulo, when we talk about the measure of greatness, Hirak Havaya, Shenis Havimimach. It's L'cho Havaya, is the Havaya that is created from Hashem, there is Gedulo. What does it mean, Havaya? Havaya represents Yudke Vovke, Tzimtzum Hispashtus, Vahaynoi, the Tzimtzum Hispashtus, contraction, the Yud, a small tiny Yud, Hispashtus, the Hey, letter Hey, and Vamshochet, letter Vov, Shalze, Moedim, Oisi, Shem Havaya, Yud, Tzimtzum Chulu. So, when do we have Gedula, is L'cho Havaya, when it comes down through the Tzimtzum. But, L'Gdulose in Cheker, there's no comparison at all. So by his days, by Nizu, Nimshech La'odom, Gamkin Lev Nishbar V'nitka. Through this meditation, reflection, to the person extends a broken and a subdued heart. Sheyir Shove Be'enov Kol Inyone Ha'olim Shenoflim Tachas Shenoflim Tachas Azman. That in the person's eyes, all worldly matters which are under the category, fall under in time, which is Avar Hoive Be'osit. Avar, it was past, Hoive is present, Be'osit in the future. Be'hoive, not sure. Avar Hoive Be'osit Be'hoive. I don't know what it says again. Avar hoive v'asid v'hoive. I'm not sure it repeats the v'hoive here. I'm not I'm missing something here.
Maybe it's a little bit different than that. Because it says Avar v'asid who will know it have it. There are no v'asid v'asid.
Oh, say it. So to read it again, let me see. Avar, hoive.
Could you start read a little before that, that I will check it out?
Shenoflim, kolin yoni ha'ilom, shenoflim tachas hazman.
Avar. Shenoflim hazman, hoive, ve osi.
Oh, there's no hoive there?
No, ve osi.
Avar ve osi, and after ve osi?
V'hoive.
Wow. How did they stick in a whole other word in here? Now it makes sense. Avar v'osid v'hoive v'lo yisav elohem, right?
Yisav elohem.
Oh, okay. Oh, I don't know how they stuck in by me another extra whole word. A whole word v'hoive. Sometimes I understand how the mistake takes place, but sometimes I don't even understand how they stuck in a whole other word. Okay. Avar hoive v'osid. Avar v'osid v'hoive. It's past, future and present. The loy yisave lohem, he should not desire them. The loy yosim leiv aleihem klal, he shouldn't pay attention. He shouldn't pay attention to them at all. It's very easy to do that. Ki yoimar liliboy, because what he has to say to himself, he says to his heart, harekoy demze kama shonim. Isn't it before this for many years? Lo also alibi lekol. Lo also alibi klal. Is that the correct word now? Alibi after klal after libi. Klal. Yeah, klal. Lachshev ulharer binyazet. I never entered my mind, my heart, at all to think and to reflect on this matter. And also v'achar kama shonim. And after many years, lo hadover v'lo yover klal, this thing will not be, it won't come at all. This is just a temporary. So it's only the hoive. V'lochein gam ato yidoy mebe'enov. So now you should also appear to your eyes, kilu koydim azman v'achrov, as if it's before its time and after the time. You're not going to worry about it. V'zehu, and this is meaning, v'zehu chochem haroye sanoyel. A chochem sees the future. That he sees, but actually he sees it. that he says what's going to be later on, Shelo yiyya hadovar hara. It's not going to be this bad thing. So the person is worried about what's going to happen later on. He worries about it. He thinks about it. But a chokhm reyes and el disi, it's never going to take place. Why are you worried about it? And also, v'gam achris, the ruach hatuma will remove from the land. So there won't be no ruach hatuma. V'gam achris kor dover. The end of all matters, hurima v'teleya, worms and maggots, v'hoi v'nifzad, and it will be lost. Zehu, this is also the meaning of ato perartcho, perarto be'ozcho yom. You crumbled up with your strength the ocean. What does it mean? I mean, you take it apart, you crumbled it up, you take this whole problem, and you crumbled it up, you show it's not a problem. Pirush, yam. What is the meaning, pirush? The meaning is like yam, nikra, kamo bichinas, many levels, shehem mitzulos yom, those are the depth of the ocean. Kama shekosu, like we say, v'tashlich v'mitzulos yom, kol chatoizu. V'ato, and the Eibishter is mefarer u'mefazer oisom. Ato payarte, he crumbs it up and he scatters them. Ba'oscha, what do you mean ba'oscha, with your strength? Oscha hayna de bichinas is benus hanal. Through the reflection, that's the strength. You crumble up. Ein lo tfisus mokum kal. It has no place to grasp at all. There is no room for that. Lihichoshim bebchinas yesh, to be considered as something. Like yifarir, but Hashem will crumble it up, spread it, or scatter it. Aidei bebchinas leiv nishbar venitke, through the level of a broken and a subdued heart. Eibush will suppress and crumb it all up, and there will be no. It's parat ba'oscha. Your strength of his bonerness is parat ba'oscha yom. Mizehu simen shel shmini atzeres. The Gemara says, "What is the sign of shmini atzeres?" So it's a rosh teves pazir keshev. Pazir keshev. That stands for in the Gemara over there that it's a yom tov by itself. Pious b'fnei atzma, you make its own lottery for the kohanim to serve. Zman b'fnei atzma, you make, that's the Zion, then you make a shechiyonu. Regel b'fnei atzma, you don't sit in the sukkah. Kor b'fnei atzma, shir b'fnei atzma, brachah, the Gemara says this. So, basically, it's called Pazer Kesha, but he wants to say that Pazer Kesha wants to say, is also the idea, Pazer, scatter like perarto, and then you have keshev. Pirush mitchila. First, we start with pazir. Scatter, separate. Pchinas pirush anal. Take it apart. Don't worry. Take apart your worries and look. Va'achar kach kshav imre. Then listen to this saying. K'she'en le'pchinas pizru pirush anal. Because you need to first scatter yourself, become subdued, become humble. Because when you don't have the level of pirzur, pirudanal, that separation, Amr Azal, Einan Ivu Yichel Nodu Be'el Mechot, me and him cannot live in the same world. Pirus, Kishe Toifes, Mokem Be'el, when you take up space in the world, then you don't allow for Hashem, you can't be together. V'hin Eksiv, behold, the Pasuk says, V'chol Horisha Kulo, Ba'oshon Tikla. All of the evil you will remove, you will destroy with a smoke. It's as easy as to blow away the smoke. Shebekal yochel litches, you can easily push it away, kimayo oshon, like the smoke. Kimayo oshon sheruach, like the smoke that this wind comes by. And he uproots it, he moves away the smoke, afilu neshumat, even if it blows a little bit of a wind, just scatters away, blows away the smoke. Mishakosuf, ma'arba haruches, as the pasuk says, from the four corners, boyu p'chi barugim ha'il v'yichyu, come and blow into those who died, those who are dead, and they'll live. Just the wind come in and it'll make all that mipnei. Shabemes ein b'mamoshes klal. Really, there is no substance. There's no substance to this whole, it's all a smoke screen, basically. All the gashmis and all the taivas and all the things that we capture, it's very easy blowing away. Rakim yosim elov. As long as you put your heart to the above reflections, then you don't have to worry. And this is the meaning of Toiv Lachseis Bahashem Mibtoyach Ba'odom. Better to take cover under Hashem than trusting a person. Again, Toiv Lachseis Bahashem, better to take cover in Hashem Mibtoyach B'Nedivim than being trusted in the divin. So we have a problem, as we learned in the previous Maimer. It almost seems, the Zohar asked the question, it seems like it's better to trust Hashem than a person, but that's not possible. A person you don't trust at all, you're not allowed to trust. But with Taiching over here, trusting the Odom, there's Odom HaElyon or Nedivim is talking about Avraham, Yitzchak, VeYaakov. In other words, that's the level of Pnimius, and the Inyan of Lachsis is a tzel, is a level of Makiv. There's better the level of a Makiv, and we need both, but this sometimes is better than Makiv. Let's look inside. The Pirush, the Zohar. So the Zohar explains, She'ein ha-kavone al ha-odom ha-gashmim. We're not talking about a physical person. Better to trust, to take cover in Hashem than trusting a physical person. Or, unedivim ha-gashmim, trusting Hashem, and not physical benevolence, people. Shim Kain, because had that been the case, wouldn't say better. Because then the mashma that appears, the mashma shigam liftoich ba'odom b'nedivim toivu, that appears to say that also to trust a person and the divim and the benevolent, that's also good. But doesn't mean that was good. That would be understood. It's better, you can trust them also, but it's better to Hashem. But we can't say that. Why? Because the pasuk says, cursed is the person who trusts his man. And then there's another pasuk, it says, altiftachu bin divim. So you don't trust man, and don't put your trust in the divim, the benevolent. When we talk about Odom, who al Odom Elyon, we're talking about the Supreme Man. And the image of the kiss is that Muskimara Odom, that we're referring to Hashem, and saying that on the image of the kiss is like Odom. The level of Odom Elyon, that's the written Torah. That includes the 248 positive mitzvahs and the 365 prohibitions, which make up like a human being of Kemara Odom Shiyesh Bo Ramach Eivorim V'Shasagidim. That is, as a person that has 248 limbs and 365 sinews. So therefore, that's in the Torah, Komecha Kosuv, Mizeh Bedibra Maschil, Vayachilcha Samon, Beparshas Ekel. So, Ubevadai, so that's not anymore a thing. How could we say it's better? But that's Toiv. That's Toiv Yavlodovic, Bitterosi Yisborich. So, when we talk about Beven Odom, yeah, it's okay because that's definitely good to be in Hashem's Torah. But the pasuk is saying, "Ach yeser toiv mizeh lachsis b'Hashem." But it's better to lachsis b'Hashem. Lachsis pirush meloshu machso umatem. The lachsis means from the language a cover and a protection. Moshul inyan mikseh hachupa. It's like the cover of the chupa shebemedinei seinu in our countries. Mekachim tachas yiriya. You make the kedushin under a panel, under a cover, under a chuppah. ubekama mekoymes, and in other, many places, perisim talis ala chosav akala. We actually put a talis on the chosna the kala. So that is like the level of a tzel, that a cover. Bomra zal, our sages tell us, kivan shepiris taliso aleho, once the person puts his talis over his wife, over his kala, he can no longer betray her. Kach hine etzla yizborech. So same thing by him, blessed ksiv. Pasuk says, oita oir kasalmo, that he wraps the light like a garment. Upoides talisoi means mate levushe, that's the cover of his garment, So over there it says the koi ala toira. It goes on toira. Toira is the level of levush ma'ate, that is the lachsuiz b'Hashem, is through the level of Torah, because Torah is a cover, is a protection, and shehi b'chinas chashmal ha'elyeh milmaylam atzilus chulu, that is the level of the supreme chashmal, which is beyond, higher than atzilus.
Amid Beis, then Chelik Aleph, Lamed Aleph Seif Amid Beis, and Tzadik Amid Aleph, Kuf Mem Beis, Beis, Chelik Beis, I guess Lamed Tes Beis, he calls it Tal Beis, and then there's Tzadik Ches Seif Amid Aleph, Kuf Samach Dalet Beis, and Resh Tes Aleph. Sefer Emek HaMelech, Shar Eilum Habriya Pedig Gimel, in the Sefer Emek HaMelech, in Shar, the gate of Eilum Habriya Pepirish, Oita Eir Kasalm, over there it says, Eilum HaMelubosh, the world that has a garment that is dressed up, Vahainu, and that is, Ois Yis HaToyra, those are the words of Toyra, Shehem, Bechinas Levush Yizborech. Those are the Eberstes Levush. Va'ayin Mashen Yizborech Le'il Soiv Divra Maschel Ba'yoy Mashmini Atzeres U'bebiur Aposik Esapsoi Soi Tishmeru. V'inyan Anadim. Okay, so this is all part of the Hagoya. I tell you the different sources and explanation with the idea of maite, the idea of the garment. What is toiv lachsis b'Hashem mibtoyach bin nedivim, toiv lachsis b'Hashem mibtoyach b'odim. So what is the inyan ha-nedivim? What does it mean lachsis b'Hashem mibtoyach bin nedivim? Hu mashekosuv is what the Pasuk says, lohoishivi im nedivim, to place me and sit me with the Nedivim. What does it mean, the Nedivim? The Nedivim is going to explain is the level of the Ovis, and to place me with the Nedivim. Shekol Nitzutze Nishamas Yisrael Misalim Biyontev. All the sparks of the souls of Israel are elevated, the Jewish souls are elevated in Yom Tov, and lehoishivim nedivim, to settle you with the Nedivim, Elu HaOvis Sheheinein HaMerkava, that is to settle you with the Ovis which are the Merkava. Kamesha Kosuf, where do we see that the Ovis who are the Merkava are called Nedivim, to set you with the Ovis? Kamesha Kosuf, Nedive Amim Nesofu Amalekei Avraham, the people of the God of Avraham, these Nedive Amim, the Nedivim of the people, so we see that it's associated with Avraham. So you have Nedivim, you have the level of Yontev, which Neshamas Yisrael go up to the level of Nedivim, to the level of the Merkava, to the level of Aves, and yet we're saying that Toiv Lachse is Bashem. It's better to get your shield, to get covered by the Torah, better even than the elevation that takes place to the Ovest. Omar David, David says, Kol goyim svavuni, all the nations surrounded me. Svavuni, and by the goyim means also the bari, the nefesh habahamis, they are all surrounded me. Pirush, what it means is, shebebechinas odom nedivim, when we talk about the level of odom nedivim, yuchal li is bechinas nefila, over there can be a level of falling down. I'm surrounded by goyim. That means the level of falling down. Avo b'shem Hashem. But when we gather that in the name of Hashem, shubichinas sevukul almim is kiyamilom. The pasuk continues. B'shem Hashem, when we come to the level of Hashem, over there is kiyamilom. Over there you will cut down the stuffness of the heart. The pasuk is, you will circumcise the stuffness of your heart. Which is from the higher level, the level of Shem Hashem, the level of Chai Mezim. Kuma Shekosuv of Pachi Ba'arukim V'yichu, blow in those who are dead and they will live. It says V'yichu or V'yichu? V'yichu pachay barugim. V'yichu. With a yud, right?
Yeah.
V'ubchinas tal, because mechayim esim, that is the tal tchia. So that's the level of tal. That's the level of shem Hashem that vitalizes them. V'ayin b'vayikra rabba emel parshas lamed. V'ayim ashkos mizeh b'divra maschil. V'yachilcho. As Amon, shall ze nemar asher lo yodun avisecho. The mon that your parents don't know, which means it's higher than the level of nedivim. This is the level lo yodun avisecho. Vulemaylo mebchinas odom helyin. It's higher than odom helyin, than the merkava. Ve'inyan lachzis bahavaye. Yesh loymar. We can say lachzis bahavaye. Shezehu inyan posuk rishon dekriya Shema. That's the first verse of Shema. Shema Yisroel Hashem Elikeinu. Limser nafshi be'echad, to give up your life when you say Hashem Elikeinu Hashem Echad. Shema Yisroel Hashem Elikeinu Echad. Shezehu lemaylo mebchinas ha-Torah. That's higher than the level of Torah. Kama shekosu b'divra maschel mayofu pamayi chanal. Ubebiur ha-posuk achas hiya nosi. Bebiur aposik v'negdashti b'soich b'nei Yisroel b'soich divra maschil kikor v'lechal dover mo'id v'al yidei zeh, and through this nikru nishomas Yisroel Reishis Tvaosom. They are called the Reishis Tvaosom. Shehem Hamamshichim Gilu Oirin Sov Bechokhma Yiloh. They bring down the revelation of the Oirin Sov and Chokhma Yiloh Shihat Torah. They are the first grain they bring down Ein Sof in Chokhma Yiloh Shihat Torah. The Torah is Shibchenes Levushay, because they bring down Shema Yisroel, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, the name of Havaya, the name of Tal, higher that idea, and they bring it in into the Levushim, into Torah. That the Torah, which is Oir Kasalmo, is rejoicing. The Oir Kasalmo is Ayidei. And through the fact that you bring down the Oirin Sof, the Yidin, that's why it becomes Besimcha. Besimcha is because the Torah becomes a higher level. The idea that Neshamis Yisrael draw down through Mitzvus Nefesh by Kriyas Shema, sheyeh gilu oirin sof baruch hu shelamaylo mebchinas Odom. This should be a revelation that's higher than Odom. So the Torah itself is the level of Odom. And we want to be a higher than oirin sof baruch hu, the level of Avaya, the Tov Lachzis b'Hashem, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That he's not Odom, higher than Odom. That's Nimshech Umislabish, Beisek Terosom Babedosom. This extends and dresses up in their occupation of Torah and Aveda, Bekima Mitzvah Shebechinas Odom, in the observance of the Mitzvahs and level of Odom. Bezeu Inyan, and this is the idea of the Gemara says, Ashele Borchu Batoyrechulu. They didn't make Baruch of a Torah means they didn't mamshich the higher level of higher than Odom into the Odom. Ba'ayim ha-shekosu b'divra maschil v'chol b'noich u'b'divra maschil shomayim kisi b'pirush lasis u'l'kayim. Okay.